Rishami Kalayim Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara continues discussion the Indian of burying Neret Yisrael, coming from Chutzlar to be buried in Neret Yisrael. We talked about Rav Kiya and Rav Huna and Rav Chagai. Now the Gemara continues with other Amorayim that had this, and the basis of this, where the Makar of this is to come to Neret Yisrael for burial. Ksiv Unasasani Mitzrayim Kabati Mitzrayim. Yaakov told his children, Yosef, take me out of Mitzrayim and bury me in the place where my forefathers are. Bury me in Arsal Pel and Eretz Yisrael. I said, why Dafka do you want to go to Eretz Yisrael? Yaakov Kol Hondahu. Yaakov is Yaakov, where he is. Manu Beniki. What is the reason? Manu Beniki. What is he missing from? The Gemara explains, the Pnei Moshe explains that the, you know, what was so important to Yaakov to be buried in Eretz Yisrael? There must have been something he thought that he deserved. That is something that is wrong with him. Mommy, he is who he is. Man Navi who? Wherever he is, it's a Sadegomer. It's going straight to Shemayim. It's straight to Gan Eden. So Lama Amma Dafka. Why did he say Dafka? You have to take me there to Israel. Otherwise, he felt his whole future it was going to be jeopardized. Why should that be? What was he missing? What was the putter that he had? What was he missing that he would be? Ma Minki. What is the purpose? What is the reason for it? So Gemara says, Rav Lezer Amar, then we're going to give different answers. Rav Lezer said, Devarim Begav. There's a hidden factor here, but I don't know what it is. Says the Pnimosha Yesh Dava, Pnimi Venistava, said there's something very hidden here, mysterious, but I don't know what it is. I don't know what the reason is, but he says, Yaakov had a mysterious reason. He understood the ways of Shemayim, and Mela, therefore, it's something he wanted. This is what he wanted. Pnimosha Devarim Begav. There's a hidden issue, and I don't know what it is. Also, I don't know what it is. Same idea. Both said that the same idea. There's something here that's a special reason. And we don't know the reason for it. We don't know what the reason is. It's also a hidden issue. I don't know. All three Amorim said the same thing. What does that mean? All said the same statement. What does it mean, Dvar Magab? What kind of language is it? A hidden issue. There's a pasuk that says in Tehillim, says, I walk in the land of the living. Now, what does that mean that you walk in the land of the living? Obviously, it's in Eretz Yisrael. He lived in Eretz Yisrael, so we're talking about Eretz Yisrael. So Mara says, Elohein, Arzachayim, El Tzur, B'chavaseo. But then we say the land of the living, Mara says, refers to places as Tzur, B'chavaseo, V'kishron, B'chavaseo. Well, places like Caesarea, those are the places where people lived. There was a lot of people living over there. That's usually what it means. Arzachayim means an inhabited place in cities that were very inhabited. Someone says, Taman Zulus, Taman Shemoyu. Is that one finds, you can go there, Zula, Taman Shemoyu. It is there. A person finds things that are very cheap, and a person finds things that are sovereign. You can find a tremendous amount. When you have to go to a big city, there's a tremendous amount of people there, a tremendous amount of business there, supplies. There's a lot of things that you can buy very cheap, because there's so much of a supply, and there's also a tremendous amount of abundance there. You can find whatever you want over there. So Gemara says, why does he say, what's Eretz HaChayim? A land that, which is the dead, will come first to Tchias HaMeisim. That's what Eretz HaChayim means. That's what David HaMelech is explaining. That there's a hidden reason here. In the Pesukim, to read it, that why do you want to be at Eretz Yisrael? Because that's the place when the Tchias HaMeisim starts. It starts in Eretz Yisrael first. That's called Eretz HaChayim. The Eretz will give life first. What do we know it from? The Pesuk says, in Yeshaya, that no such neshama, whether gives a neshama to the people upon Eretz Yisrael, the Chazal Darshan from there, that it would be, that we'll have many things out there, many that people have, Kosh Baruch will come first, those will remember first, those are the people in the neshama, given neshama to those people who are bearing Eretz Yisrael, will come first. So the Gemara says, Gemara said, that's what you see it from. Akash Baruch comes first. Gemara says, Elamiata. So now, Rabbanim says, Yergoliyev Sidur. Now, come out, the Rosa Rabbanim, Hachamim, were buried in Chutzlar. They're going to lose out. How could that be? You know, these are great, great tzaddikim. They were the greatest. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was buried outside of Eretz Yisrael. So how is it possible to say that they're not going to get up first, that they're not the ones going to get up first? How is that possible? These are the great tzaddikim. These are the ones that, of course, they should get up first. How could it be mafsid? Marzakash bit me up, Moshe says. How is it possible that to say that these great tzaddikim, Moshe Rabbeinu, Gadol Mikol Adam, nobody ever, Lakom Kamosha, that he won't be get up in the beginning with everybody else? The beginning part, get up first. How could it be that they lost? So the Gemara says, Amar Sima says, Makled, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lefneim, Sa'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will create tunnels in the ground. Goggles will go, those they'll roll in the like flask, like leather flask, their souls will come back to them and get up there. In other words, they'll be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it all the opportunity of those who are buried outside of Tishrael, who deserve to get up first, their Aron, their remains will roll to enter Tishrael and need tunnels in the ground, and to come there, they'll have to hear some nason. So obviously Yaakov Avinu did not want to go through that. And that's why he wanted him to be brought, to come there, take me there now, so I don't have to go through this rolling. Lord, so it says the Pesach Lord said Yaakov covered because he didn't want a tzar. He didn't want to have the tzar of rolling in the tunnels, whatever that means. That's why he wanted to. That's why he asked them to make sure they take him out bring him now while he's still bring him after he dies. He should be buried in Eretz Yisrael. When it says about Ma Tam, what's the time we see this from? Pasuk says, we see from the Pasuk Nicheskel, Vesi Elam, bring him to Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to start to grow up, I'm going to Yisrael, and Nicheskel, and Adma Seim. See, very clearly, Hashem saying, I'm going to bring the Meister from Chutz Aretz to Yisrael, and only then will I bring him to Chesam Meisim. There will be no Chesam Meisim Chutz Aretz. Pasuk says, clearly, I'll bring the Vesi Elam, I'll bring the Meisim to Yisrael, and then I'm going to go bring them up. So Mara says, even if someone like Yerubim Nevot, even someone like Yerubim Nevot, even someone as evil as that, said to him, God for Sumel, suffer Chalatza. Sofenetz will be in throughout the entire land. The entire land will be suffer Vaid. So, in other words, it mustn't explain how this thing that Eretz Yisrael suffered the during this time, even Mars Kasha by even the Rav and Avot, we want to know that pretty much Adosh Noisim Nisham LaAmaleo, Mashmah they're all going to be buried, so they're going to be zochah to get up. Are you saying that the Rav and Avot, the evil the Rav and Avot, and all this Chaverim who have no kedusha on Maba, they were zochah the schus of being Eretz Yisrael? So Mars here, Pasuk explain Gafur Shem Melech Sorfer Kol Arzo. Pasuk in Chumash that the Kolos that will be burnt in suffer fires. What does that mean? I'm going to explain. What does this mean? And Shalom him. This one asked that one. And Shalom he asked each one. Nobody had anything. No one knew anything. No one learned any Messiah of what this Pasuk means. Make a dance. And what do we do? How do we explain this Pasuk? We have to interpret it. What does Pasuk means? What is there this Eretz Yisrael have to do with the Tchias HaMesim of Rosham like Yerubim Nevot? What is this Pasuk in the Gorfis V'melach Sveifa Kolartza, which is a punishment in Tochocha? What does that have to do with with it, like Yerubim, the Pasuk in Zavkaleres, and Israel burned to the ground when they're buried there. Tzadik and Midas Adin, the punishment was given them Midas Adin, and therefore they are now Zoicha to Tchias HaMesim. Why? Since the ground burnt, since they were buried near Israel, and then the ground burnt, and Mela they were all burnt in the ground. So Mela, that's the schus that they have with Tchias HaMesim, because it was Makaper, the Sreifa was Makaper on them. Was on them. That's what the pasuk is telling us, that it was kibul kabus chad dinam, this will be yosem kvarim sham, since they were burnt in the kvarim, the bodies burnt in the kever, that's considered as if they were makabul the din, and mele the bizoka to tchias hamesim. And there was the ground burnt, as my fultus shevesh, 7 years the ground burnt in Eretz Yisrael, mele these people that burnt the fire that took place, that burnt 7 years in Eretz Yisrael, burnt out all the bodies that were there, you're up and above, and all the Schaverim were burnt, and therefore they considered as if they received their punishment, and therefore they'd be zokah to Tchias HaMesim because their kapara came and already came. Mara says, so the Mara says, the Tanabir Rebbe Chilu, we always say, we said in a similar idea, we said about this fire in Eretz Yisrael, Shem Shemayim goes all the time, there were 7 years of the fire, Eretz Yisrael was burning, the ground was burning in Eretz Yisrael for 7 years. Mar says, Eliksiv, exists in a pasik, Higbir Beris, Rabbim Shavua Echot. Pasik tells us in Daniel that the same idea applies, that there was sulfur and salt burnt throughout the land, caused the fire to continue, and burnt the Rishoyim, those who left HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Brisbane up Psarim, those are the ones like Yerub Menavot, those Rishoyim were punished after 7 years. The fire, they continued, the sulfur and the salt continued to cause the fire to continue burning for 7 years. So the Kusim living in Israel during that 7 years, what did they do? You know, if the ground was all burning for 7 years, then how did the Kusim that Tanchera bought Eretz Yisrael, when he destroyed Eretz Yisrael, he moved all the people around, this Bilbo Kololam Kulo, and he put the Kusoyim in Eretz Yisrael. So if it burned, how did they live? How did they grow any food? The ground was all burning. How did they live? The Gemara says, Matthios says in his preface. But it means to tell what it means. So what happened was, the land was burned, but it burnt in patches and pieces. It didn't burn at all at one time. So they grew their food on one place, and then when it burnt, they went to another place that wasn't burnt. So they in different places, and that's how they're able to survive. Gemara says, back to the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu that the Pasuk is telling us that there were going to be terrible things. Yirmiyahu talked about the Churban Yerushalayim, those people are going to suffer. And Gemara says, they heard as well, they killed Yirmiyahu, they put Yirmiyahu in jail because Yirmiyahu was telling them terrible things and they didn't want to hear about it. So they went and they put him in jail. They beat him and put him in jail. So the Gemara says, there's a machlek is shot in the pasuk here. I was in a chavah of a chavachinoi. Charam wants a mashnik b'sham sham. When a person dies there, in galus he remains there. If he has two curses in his hand, meisham tikvavu kan. If he dies in Eretz Yisrael, he's buried here in Eretz Yisrael. Yesh b'lachos. He only has one curse in his hand. That the difference of the curses. In other words, a person goes ahead and dies in a place in the Chutz La'aretz. So then you died in Chutz La'aretz in a place outside Eretz Yisrael. And two, you're buried in a Chutz in a bad place. But those who were buried, who died in Chutz La'aretz, but buried in Eretz Yisrael, you only have one because you died in Chutz La'aretz. That's the terrible thing. But you came there, you didn't come there until in your lifetime, so you died there. It's terrible. But at least you're buried in Eretz Yisrael, so at least you have only one curse to you. And then therefore, you considered the pasuk means yesh b'shvi kol tavar shem tamos. Like you at the house, and like you're in captivity, and like you're in the bavli, buried in bavli, died in bavli, like you're in captivity, you're not in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, you have either two curses, but if you were buried in Eretz Yisrael, you only have one curse. And Amar Kavua Shebekan Bechaperes Lamisur Lahen. In other words, burial in Eretz Yisrael is Mechaper for dying in Chutz La'aretz. So not like you don't even have any clothes. In other words, when a person dies in Chutz La'aretz and you're buried here, so then whatever you missed by dying in Chutz La'aretz is mechaper by being buried in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the reason why people want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, either because that it's only one curse, because the fact you died in Chutz La'aretz is one curse, but at least you only have one chet that you were buried in Eretz Yisrael, but at least you're buried in Eretz Yisrael, you only have one chet. And the other man, Yama, says no, that if you that if a person goes ahead, is mechaper al misa shel ahed, that if you go ahead and you buried in Eretz Yisrael, you don't even have the sin over there. It's mechaper from dying in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore you don't even have any sins when you're buried in Eretz Yisrael. So you either have only one sin compared to two, and or you have no sin when you buried in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says Vayta. There's another drash. The Gemara says, regulated by Noshe Arvasoya, a person's own feet are his Arvasoya, his guarantors. Legs take him to wherever he's supposed to be buried. Whenever it's time to die, the legs bring him to where he's supposed to be buried. There was a person that is supposed to die in a certain place, so he won't die until his feet take him to that place. He'll end up going to that place. So his feet are like the things that bring you to the place where you're supposed to die. And the Gemara says, they went to Akav, he got an Akav to come up and die in Ramos Agila. His feet took him to the place, there was a war, he gave him it, and the Navi told him where to go, and he go. He died over there, because that's where he was supposed to die. So he gave him, let Abba die in his house. Why does he have to go over there especially to die? Why did he have to go tell him to leave his house and go there, and then die over there? The answer is that for some reason the Cheshma was that a person should go die in a certain place. And merely, therefore, he wanted you to go there and die for that reason. The Gemara gives a ma'aser to show you this point. Elichov Achiyotrein Iskabali to Shlomo. Elichov and Achiyot were the two secretaries of Shlomo HaMelech. They're two people who took care of him. They were brothers who took care of him, who took care of his affairs. Shlomo HaMelech noticed that the Malachim Avos was there looking at them. And was baring his teeth, which means he's ready to go and pounce on them. So Amma Milir Yavin Chaloi. to protect them, he went ahead and he said a word and put them into an empty space above the earth. Through his koyach hakishuf, through his koyach of the power of the Olam HaElyon, he put them in a place above this earth, in a space above the earth where the Malach Mavis has no shlita. Was Azal v'nisso v'nisbay min adamon, the angel that went and took the life stool from there. So Azal kam le'yuchad gavloi, the angel that came back and stood laughing. Like he made, he showed, he up one on Shlomo HaMelech. He was sitting and laughing. At that moment, earlier, you were showing your teeth in anger. And now you come, you laugh. How is it? What's pshat? Why are you acting this way? Why are you acting so strange? So the Torah said to me, didn't say, these two guys have to be taken from me, but they have to be taken not from this earth. Taken, we have to be in a space above the earth. And I said to myself, how am I supposed to get him up there? How am I going to get him to the space over there where I should take him? They have to die from that space. How am I going to get him up there? So therefore Hashem put me in front of you. Gave me this idea in my head. And I went in front of you. And I went, I could fulfill my mission. I went and I showed my teeth. And you went ahead and you put them up away in the higher space. That therefore, that to go ahead and to be able to be, out of my reach. But it was exactly the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to take their lives. So Mela, I'm laughing because you took them right to the space where I had to kill them. So you did my job for me. You did half my job. You see that the person's feet take him to where they're supposed to go. Mara says, he trained between Rabbi Avil, Mr. Bule, but the two sons of Rabbi, Mr. Loya, the students of Rabbi Chaim, Malki, Moise, Mr. Taka, the boy of Chaim, Pishinoi. Rabbi once saw the Malach HaMavis standing at them and baring his teeth, ready to pounce on them. Mama, he said, I'm leaving Lord Duorma. Let me go ahead and put him Golos in the south. Shema Golos Bekari, and Golos Mechapa, and there won't be Mekoy Misa. Mara says, also, Niz Barman Metamon, the angel went ahead and took them when they were there. And again, the same idea, because they were supposed to die with Golos. That was the problem. He had a tzivut to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to kill them, to take their lives, to end their lives, but he only had to do Bedarim. They weren't Bedarim, so he didn't know how to do that. So Rebbe accomplished it for him. Rebbe sent him to Golos, and Memela, they were able to do his job. They were able to go take their lives while they were in the south. He was able to go in and to do so. He was able to go tell them, to keep them there. And that's what the basically they did. You think you can avoid it, but your feet take you to where you're supposed to go. And here, the Malach HaMavis was assisted in having them go where they're supposed to go. And mainly, therefore, they were able to go. And he was able to take their lives where they were. The Mara continues. Mara says, "Shok Ulka Nechusa Havi Bitamok." Ula was Mara says, "Ula Nechusa." He was going down to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael. Mar says, he was dying in a place outside Eretz Yisrael. And it was just this is Ula, and Ula used to go down from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. It was called the Ula. He used to go down, and he would go listen to you, to go teach, hear the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, go back and teach in Hacham in Bavel the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. So he used to go back and forth all the time. So it was the end of his life. And he was in Chutz Laaretz. He went down to Chutz Laaretz. He went down there to Chutz Laaretz to teach the Torah there. So Gemara says that what happened? It was the end of his life. Ula began to cry. Somebody said to him, "Malaka, what are you crying for? You know, I'm a mashkel now to Israel. We're going to bring you up to Israel. If you die here, you don't worry about it. We'll make sure you be buried at Israel." So Gemara says, "I'm going to take you up there. Don't cry." I'm a lawyer who said to them, "Man, annually I know my kids are glusa and sabata. What benefit do I have that I'll lose my part of my neshama that's going to be that die over here contaminated in Chutz Laaretz? There's no comparison between someone who gives his life in the grace of his mother, in the grace of a strange woman, a foreign woman. In other words, I'm giving back my life. I want to give back my life in the soul of Eretz Yisrael." It's like the mother, like an embrace of a mother. So I would rather go give back my life when I'm in Eretz Yisrael, not in a foreigner. Bavel is like a foreign land. It's like a strange woman. I'd rather go with my mother is with Eretz Yisrael. That's what he was paying back. Even though he's going to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, but he wanted to die there as well. That's where I said earlier that you can have the same thing you have Mechaper But according to one opinion, Bechapa, you wouldn't even have the ket of dying in Chutz Laretz. Bechapa and everything. The other one said you still have one ket, but not the second ket. But he wanted to have the babel, that is, the shtamba should die in the embrace of it, in the womb of his mother, of Eretz Yisrael. Mar said, "May I read my because Asya?" It was a meiser of May was dying in Asya. He was dying in Asya. Asya was a place. He was visiting Eretz Yisrael. And it was a place in Asya, he left Eretz Yisrael for Asya, it's not much Chutz La'aretz. Mar says he was about to die. Amalei, he said, Mashiach Rabbi, my Eretz Yisrael, tell the people of Eretz Yisrael, Mashiach Nidutkon, that is your great one. Your great one has passed away, he died here. Make sure you tell them there that I'm amongst them, I'm one of them, I live in Eretz Yisrael, but I'm not Chutz La'aretz, to make sure they have a responsibility to go ahead and make sure that I'm brought to Eretz Yisrael for burial. The mayor said to them later, Yavi Asi al Gizfiyabe, after my death, they should place my Aron on the shores of the sea. Place my Aron on the shores of the sea. In other words, what did he want? In other words, he wanted to make sure that the land, the area, Eretz Yisrael surrounded by river, by oceans, man, they wanted it, put me in there by the water so that I'll have a connection to Eretz Yisrael. Even if it's just across the water, I really have a connection to Eretz Yisrael. It's not enough that he buried in Asya. Even though it's Chutz La'aretz, it's wonderful, great, and they're going to bring me up there. However, I want to be able to put me by the water, so at least I'll be connected closer to Eretz Yisrael. From the water, I'll be able to float to Eretz Yisrael. I'll be able to go there, put me by the water, so I should be able to go ahead and be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, so we assume that the water was able to go, the water would take him from Asya to Eretz Yisrael. It says in the wall, he founded the lands of Eretz Yisrael on the water. It's built on the canal. We learn from here that the seven different seas that surround Eretz Yisrael, what are they called? Yom Arava, the Great Sea, the Mediterranean, Yom Tiberias, Yom the Samka, the Sea of Samku, Yom the Milka, the Dead Sea, Yom the Kulsa, the Sea of Kulta, Yom the Shilti, the Sheolos, Yom the Arpanya, all these different seven seas. What about the eighth one, Yom the Chamatz? Why isn't that included? Gemara says the Kulonius Hikva Noris does so, because Gemara says you don't count one, it's not a natural sea, but rather it was gathered together and formed artificially. It wasn't an actual natural sea, it was formed together that's not one of the seas of Eretz Yisrael. The other ones we're talking about are seas that are natural in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we call them, there are seven, not six. Gemara says, therefore, we have again the Kinneret. Yamanisa, this is what we call the Sea of Samkutas. What are these things are today? Some of these lakes, the rivers don't exist anymore. Some of them were divided, like the Yamat Tiberias, that was divided up into a few. So some of them are some of the names, but so we call some of the different ones that were divided. Now we don't know, some of the ones that we have, we don't even know what they are. Like Yam Nechulsa, we don't know what Yam Nechulsa is, what this is referred to. Some say it's the Banias, it's up north, and some say it's further all the way at the border of Eretz Yisrael, the Mount Hermon. The different opinions of what that is. Yam Deshilia is the same thing. We don't know what Yam Deshilia is, what that's referring to, or what border town that is, where that is. Is the Chutz, is in the south or the north? It's not clear. Yam Adapamia. Yam Adapamia is the Gemara says this is the one that's in the northern part by Syria. This is a lake that is the border between Syria and Eretz Yisrael, which again seems doesn't exist today as well, according to the commentaries, according to the Mefarshim. So what about Yamad Chametz? Again, Yamad Chametz should have been included. Most of them, that was a natural one. It wasn't one that was formed. And mainly, therefore, it was done by the Roman emperor. And therefore, this was not something that was included in considered the natural waters of Eretz Yisrael. So that's why it wasn't included in this list. We talk about the Sea of Tiberias. Look out, the Pasuk says, look out on the well of Yishimon, the Pasuk in Chumash. Okay, what is that referring to? Whoever goes up to Yishimon, or Matzakim in Kibra, Mount Tiberias, you find, you look out and you find, looks like a sieve, a sieve-like shape in Tiberias. That's Bereshim, that is the Bereshim Miriam. That is the Bereshim Miriam, which was hidden into the which the Medrash talks about in great detail. It was swallowed up in the well, Tiberias. That's the source of where the Tiberias thing is. So therefore, the Gemara says to be able to come up and to be able to get the Bereshit Miriam. That's why many people go out to the Tiberias. They take water from there, they drink it, and they say it as a special skusim because this comes from the Bereshit Miriam, which is in the middle of the Yama and the Yam HaTvei, which will basically supposed to come back up after Mashiach comes. Okay, once again, so they said that the Yam another Gemara Yochanan Halacha Sharuna Rabbanin, the Chachamim evaluated where the sea is. Avi Mechav Nevakol Kavil. It turned out that it's exactly opposite Tari Mitziyosu the Kinsha Tekitus Aroyin, the middle gate of the old Shul of Sinagunin. Right opposite that is where is the middle, and that's exactly where the well is. There was a shul, obviously, in Sigonia, which was in someplace in Tveria. It was a famed shul, and that area, the old Tveria, that's opposite that is where the Be'er Shemayim is telling you where it was located. Okay, good. Rabbi Yosef having a metalim historian. Okay, and Rabbi Yosef once walking on a highway. They saw a whole bunch of caskets coming from Chutzal to Israel. I'm Rabbi Akiva, and I said to him, what are these people doing? What are they bringing doing here? And he called them. I'm calling on them. You're coming in accepting my toeva. A toeva. You're bringing a dead mason in. You're bringing in my land. You're contaminating my land. What are they doing with this thing? They're bringing in mason. They're contaminating. They're bringing tuma into Eretz Yisrael. Why would they do that? Eretz Yisrael rejects the tuma. So I'm a lake. Give me Eretz Yisrael. No tenuf goshaf. Once they come to Eretz Yisrael, they take a clod of earth. Menichan alav. They put on their own on. They say, keep on masayimo. And that clod of earth is mechaper the mace. And mechaper, they take a little soil of Eretz Yisrael. It is considered on top of a grave. It's considered as if he's doing something even chutz laretz. It's considered if you bury in Eretz Yisrael. Mechaper on the chatoim, and many people have this minog, even the bury in chutz laretz, is to bring a little dirt or a rock from Eretz Yisrael, bury it together with the dirt, so that it's considered somehow a mechaparas avon on the sins that you have, on the sins in Eretz Yisrael. On the sins of a person's chutz, if you bury it with at least a little bit of the land of Eretz Yisrael.